So this is talking with, is it Haruo? Is that how you pronounce it?
Your first name? Yes,
Haruo. Haruo Tanaka.
Yes.
At Helsinki on 2nd August 1978, or 1st August. Now, can you tell me how you first came in contact with radio astronomy?
As you know, the earlier work was not directly connected with astronomy, not necessarily connected with astronomy.
Right.
And in Japan, at Tokyo Astronomical Observatory, they began solar radio astronomy. But at that time, it was not called radio astronomy,
right.
But connected with solar radio astronomy.
Radio noise.
Yes, radio noise.
Right.
In 1949 maybe.
Right.
And one or 2 years later, one institution called the Research Institute of Atmospherics started.
This was at Nagoya?
Yes, in Nagoya University.
Right.
And at that time, I graduated a postgraduate course
mm-hmm.
of the Tokyo University. And
In physics, or what field?
No, in electrical engineering.
Right.
And I went to the Research Institute of Atmospherics at the end of 1949,
mm-hmm.
and the director, who is called Mr. A. Kimpara.
Kimpara, yeah.
Yes, intended to receive solar noise at that time. Solar
right.
noise. On microwaves,
mm-hmm.
and I worked on electrical measurements in the university, and I was asked to join him to begin solar radio
mm-hmm.
to begin the reception of solar noise at that time.
Right.
Yeah.
Was there already other work in microwaves going on in the institute?
No. That's a quite new institute, and
mm-hmm.
so no work of microwaves. But during my stay as a postgraduate at the Tokyo University, my colleagues are working on the microwave circuitry,
right.
something like that, and so I'm rather familiar with the work.
Right. Let me ask another question. I know that in Germany,
yeah.
that microwave work was forbidden until
mm-hmm.
late 50s. This was not true in Japan?
Late 50s, no. I think in Japan, microwaves, microwave communication link began in 1954 or 55, I think.
Right. But it wasn't forbidden by the United States authorities to work on microwaves at all. Because it was in Germany at that time.
Perhaps not.
So much.
Well, it must not have been because you were doing it, unless you were doing this all secretly.
Yes.
I wonder why there was this difference.
We could buy plastrons and so on in a junk store.
Yeah.
American Yankee junk.
Right, right.
Yes.
Leftover radars and so forth, yeah.
But I'm not quite sure that it is allowed to construct the microwave link or not. I'm not sure.
But anyway, passive work like you were doing was,
yes,
fine.
Yes.
And how did this frequency, the 3750 megahertz, how did that get chosen? Was that just...
in Japan, the radio corporate...
Nippon Telephone and
Telegraph.
Telegram and telephone.
Sounds like the Ma Bell of Japan, right?
Intended to construct the microwave circuits, and they are making research
near
this frequency.
I see.
And so it was very convenient to do so. But they plan to construct at first on uh, 7.5 centimeters. That is 4,000 megahertz.
Right.
And I avoided that frequency a little bit.
Why?
Owing to the interference problem.
I see.
But it was wrong. It was proved to be wrong later. Because this frequency was also included in the band of radio link.
I see. So you still had interference
yes.
problems.
But the frequency of this was determined, as I said.
Right. Well, what was the first antenna that you had?
Yes, the first antenna was the 2.5 meters wire net, equatorial mount.
And where did you get this antenna? Was it
we constructed,
mm-hmm.
yes, by ordering to a very small factory. The design was made by myself, and I ordered to construct some parts of the antenna in the assembly.
And then you disassembled it.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And so what were the first observations that you did? What was the scientific purpose of what you were doing?
Yes.
What were the scientific goals of your project?
Maybe the connection between the propagation of radio waves and solar activity.
I see.
Yes.
So you had sort of a practical
yes,
concern.
maybe so, at first.
After all, you were in an Institute of Atmospheric Research.
Yes,
I mean, it was not an observatory.
No. The observation of the atmospherics was made for the at first, it was made to solve the problem of the interference to the electrical communication.
Right.
And so, originally, this institute is connected with the radio communication. And
mm-hmm.
so, the observation of the sun is the one approach to it.
Right,
yes.
Right. And I imagine as time went on that the emphasis shifted to the astronomy.
Yes, yes.
When did that take place, would you say? When
mm-hmm.
did that?
Yes, and at first, this was the total flux observation. And after 1 or 2 years, we tried to make the not high resolution, but at that time, high resolution observations.
Right.
And we tried to construct the interferometer.
Right.
The first time in the world. At that time,
mm-hmm.
and we thought that it was the first time to build the multi-element
solar interferometer.
Mm-hmm. But it was completed in 1973 at first, and at that time I had 53,
right.
And at that time, someone came from Australia, and they told me that. They have also constructed interferometer in Australia.
Christiansen,
yes.
But your thing was entirely independent.
Yes, yes, quite independent.
Of that. Now, you had five dishes
yes.
in this array.
Yes, that in 1953. And
right.
In 1954, it was increased to eight.
I see.
Yes.
And what was the baseline of this?
The fundamental spacing is 86 lambda. And the total number is 8, and
right.
so
okay, we can work it.
Make calculation.
And what was the main purpose of scientific purpose of this array? Now, what did you want to find out?
Yes. What is the source of time variation of the solar flux?
And you mean is it coming from the burst area?
Yes.
Areas, or is it coming from the entire sun?
Yes.
And what did you find out with your observations? And what were the main results?
it has become quite clear that the excess solar radio noise comes from the active region of the sun.
Right, but well, I mean, now we know that. But if you put yourself back then, I mean, did it become quite clear as soon as you built this interferometer that? That this was the case?
Yes, that is one fact that at that time there was many solar eclipses. And so it was partly known that the not slowly varying component, that is the excess radiation from the sun,
right,
come from some confined region. And it was already observed by eclipse observation.
Right.
Well, yes. And so it cannot be continued. It cannot be made continuous observation by eclipse. So we try to make observation continuously by this interferometer.
With the interferometer.
Yeah.
And did you convince yourself that the radiation was coming from plage regions or?
Yes, that was the problem, and it is also very difficult to observe by eclipse observation because that is the line scan.
Right.
So we continuously try to improve the resolution. And so the first we started at 8 element, and it was not possible to increase the baseline due to land problem.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1950, you know the IGY, International
58,
Geo
57
Geo.
And 58,
yes.
Right. The IGY.
In 1959, we constructed the similar interferometer on 3 centimeters. And it was easy to extend. So the observatory site is very narrow, but it was easy to extend the baseline because the wavelength is very short.
And what sort of resolution did you get?
That was the same at first, 8 elements. And then we continuously increased the baseline.
Did you ever think about using a cross-type antenna like Christensen had done? Or is this all east-west?
Yes, at first only east-west, but later we tried to construct the T-shaped antennas instead of cross owing to the financial problem.
But when was this now for the T?
Yes.
What year was that when you worked on the T telescope?
Mm-hmm.
What year was that? When?
T になったのはね、いつかっていうのね、そうですね、昭和のね、41年頃だし、41年程度、1966年か。66年。え ?66
年。Yes, it's
1966 maybe. I see, well, that's the first T for three centimeter appear.
Okay, well that's
but
a bit later, past my deadline then.
Yes.
I'm only following things up to about 1960. it gets too big, you know, if I try to keep on going. But let me go back to the late 50s now.
Yeah.
As you built these larger arrays and monitored the sun, the one result that you found was that the solar bursts came from optically excited regions, plages, calcium plages, and so forth. What were the other, what other results did you have at this time?
Yes, we are. There was a problem of polarization